Europa League final, how Bilbao is coping with up to 80,000 Man Utd and Tottenham fans, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-05-21 T13 colon 03 colon 19.893 Z, description colon The city of Bilbao has a population of 345,000 but as many as 80,000 Manchester United and Tottenham fans are expected for the Europa League final, How is Bilbao coping with up to 80,000 Man Utd and Spurs fans? Image source, Getty Images Image caption, Manchester United and Tottenham will meet in a European final for the first time, Sean Kearns BBC Sport, published, 5 hours ago, as many as 80,000 fans descending on a city with a population of 345,000. It is not hard to imagine how the northern Spanish city of Bilbao will be tested as Manchester United and Tottenham prepare for Wednesday's Europa League final. UEFA, European football's governing body, has apologized in the past for the chaotic scenes at the 2022 Champions League final between Liverpool and Real Madrid in Paris and for transport issues at the 2023 final between Manchester City and Inter Milan in Istanbul. So how is Bilbao coping? How big is Bilbao and the San Mames Stadium? Bilbao is the 10th largest city in Spain by population and the biggest city in the northeast region of Spain known as the Basque Country, which also includes tourist hotspot San Sebastian. With 345,000 residents, Bilbao is smaller than the cities of Palma on the island of Mallorca and Las Palmas in Gran Canaria. The San Mames Stadium, opened in 2013, is home to La Liga side Athletic Bilbao, whom United beat in the semi-finals. It has a capacity of just over 53,000 but that has been reduced to 49,600 for the final. It hosted the Women's Champions League final in 2024 and the 2018 finals of the European Rugby Challenge Cup and Champions Cup, and was due to host four Euro 2020 games which were moved because of COVID-19 restrictions. How have fans traveled to Bilbao? Bilbao is not as easy to reach as you may think. It is served by direct flights from only three English cities, London, Manchester, and Bristol. According to reports in Spain, 282 flights are expected in Bilbao on Wednesday, a record for a single day, while there has been a 94% week-on-week spike in departures from the UK to Bilbao. The prices of those flights, some as high as £1,400, soared once United and Spurs made it to the final, with airlines scrambling to put on added flights to meet demand. Even then, many fans had been priced out, preferring instead to catch indirect flights or fly to nearby Spanish or French cities before making connections. Others have avoided flying, preferring instead to cross the channel via ferry, car, or train to France before making their way to the north coast of Spain. Some fans took a direct 33-hour ferry from Portsmouth to Bilbao, while one United fan made a 2,500-mile journey from Manchester taking in Dublin, Paris, and Rome. Bilbao has one airport, which is 12 kilometers from the city center. Most people opt for a bus or taxi into town, but local newspaper El Correo reported, external that Uber prices have surged to more than €100 for a journey which normally costs about 30. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played. Media caption, fans take 33-hour ferry for Europa League final, where are fans staying? Bilbao has an estimated 13,000 hotel beds. It does not take a mathematician to work out that the city may have a problem accommodating its English visitors. Double rooms in some central hotels have been going for more than £1,800 per night. Many fans have booked rooms or hostels, are staying with locals or are commuting from nearby towns, while United fan Matthew Blackford slept in a park with his friends to avoid silly hotel prices. I'm with a few mates and we only arrived in Bilbao at 10:30 last night, he told BBC Sport. We headed straight out for a few drinks. It only dawned on us later where are we going to sleep tonight. We found some benches. I managed to get my head down for 3 or 4 hours. I am pretty skint, but couldn't help myself and wanted to try and get here. Image source, BBC Sport image caption, Alfie Watts, who won BBC's race across the world last year, is a Spurs fan and flew from Stansted to Santiago de Compostela. He then drove 6 hours to Gorlas, which is about 45 minutes from Bilbao. Has there been any trouble? Wednesday's game will be the 6th all-English European final in history. The meeting of two teams from any country in an event of this magnitude would test resources, but particularly so when it involves teams whose fans travel in such numbers. Local police have reported minor clashes between supporters in Bilbao and San Sebastian, which is 48 miles away. However, no arrests have been made and the atmosphere between the supporters in Bilbao is said to be generally friendly. There will be 3 security rings around the stadium for the game and more than 1,500 officers have been put on duty, with all special units working. BBC Sport has been told that, given the amiable atmosphere, there are no plans for police escorts to accompany fans from the city centre to the stadium. How many fans are attending the final? Each team were allocated about 15,000 tickets, with the remainder given to UEFA sponsors or bought by neutrals, including officials, other sponsors, and guests. Both teams have been designated fan zones in separate areas of the city. United's is in its Iberia Parkia, with a capacity of 20,000 and beer costing 5 euros. From there, fans can either take a 5-minute metro or take a 41-minute walk to the San Mames Stadium. Club legends Dennis Irwin and Andy Cole will be in attendance and there will also be performances from Liam Frey of the Courtiners and Moni from the Stone Roses. Tottenham's designated area is in Amatsola, which is even closer than United's fan park. Spurs supporters can catch an 11-minute bus to the stadium or take a 21-minute walk. Related topics: Manchester United European Football Europa League Tottenham Hotspur Football. More on this story: how are host stadiums for European finals chosen? Published one day ago. Spurs and Man Utd meet in worst form European final. Published 12 hours ago. Quiz: who should you support in Europa League final? Published 12 hours ago. Top stories, live. Build up and team news before Tottenham face Man Utd in Europa League final. 39,185 viewing, 39K viewing, live. Grimmond run out in farcical fashion for Windies v England, 3,905 viewing, 3.9K viewing. Carapaz wins stage 11 of Giro with late attack, published 1 hour ago. Elsewhere on the BBC, Aisling BEA, comedian, traces her Irish heritage. John Sim stars in the provocative 90s drama, The Lakes, moments of high drama in the making of masterpieces, pop duo Milli Vanilli and their lip-syncing scandal. Elsewhere in sport, convinced he was Spurs bound, how Fernandez became Man Utd's heart. Spurs and Man Utd meet in worst form European final. Has F1's iconic Monaco Grand Prix become boring? Statue, Pep's tears and a missed sitter, De Bruyne's emotional farewell, black girls being failed by sport, report says. Most test wickets this year, the 6'8" pace bowler with England in his sights, is magic called into Arsenal's key in Champions League final. Cyberbrunt's eclectic journey from Tokyo to England captain, Spurs and Man Utd fans take 33-hour ferry for Europa League final. Video: Spurs and Man Utd fans take 33-hour ferry for Europa League final. F1 Q&A: did McLaren miss a trick in Norris v Piastri battle? From injury to history, Davidson's rise to Ref Challenge Cup final, wait goes on as Salah bids to break Premier League records, why Swiatek's reign as Queen of Clay is under threat, Scheffler's Woods-like mentality should worry chasing pack, how Beckham-like Rice inspired Arsenal win. Video: how Beckham-like Rice inspired Arsenal win, McIlroy and the non-conforming driver controversy, Baltimore scores twice as Chelsea beat Man Utd to secure treble. Video: Baltimore scores twice as Chelsea beat Man Utd to secure treble, inspirational Vardy's perfect Leicester parting. Video: inspirational Vardy's perfect Leicester parting, the old place will live on, but this was end of an era for Goodison Park, it can't all come from the manager. Keown on how Arsenal can become winners, home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, BBC emails. For you advertise with us, copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window_underscore_underscore_initial_data_global_navigation_country=it_and_language=engb_and_service_commercial_name_global_navigation_comma_props_country_backslash_country_backslash_it_backslash_comma_backslash_language_backslash_colon_backslash_it_backslash_comma_backslash_language_backslash_colon_backslash_service_backslash_colon_backslash_commercia